Man, that's a really nice shirt.
Oh, you like it? It's my DVMBE shirt.
Yeah, I mean, where could a guy like me get a shirt like that?
Just go to DVMPE.com and click on the store link.
That sounds easy. But I bet a nice shirt like that costs like $50 or more.
Where do you buy clothes? Look, there's a wide range of products at the DVMPE store, from shirts to coffee mugs to buttons. They've even got these cool new watches for sale.
It looks to me like I need to get to the DVMPE store today so I can show my support for the best podcast network all around, the DVM Production Empire.
I like to listen to DVMPE podcasts while drinking coffee out of my DVM Production Empire coffee mug.
Maybe the DVMPE will feature my pictures if I'm wearing a shirt like that and send it to them. What's the website again?
DVMPE.com.
The views and opinions expressed in the following podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the DVM Production Empire. That's how you know it's good.
You're listening to the DVM Production Empire.
DVMPE.
Now celebrating 10 years on the air, online, and in your ears.
My God, has it been that long?
Join the millions of subscribers and be a part of the empire today at www.dvmpe.com.
Hello, my name is David, and I am Unfucking Relatable, and this is a series of not necessarily related stories about not being able to relate.
Mm-hmm.
My sister Michelle and I haven't always gotten along.
Mm-mm.
We were both closer to our same gender cousins growing up than we were to each other. These days we're lucky if we acknowledge each other exists. As a result, my relationship with my two nephews is one where we wouldn't recognize each other in a small lineup of white people. To be fair, we all look alike. How to explain our sibling difference and indifference? Could be because both of my siblings are half-siblings, all from different fathers, all three being different types of absentee dipshit fathers.
I actually didn't know that. But okay.
Trivia, kids. Michelle comes from the father I remember the least, which is to say I also couldn't pick him out of a small lineup. I don't even know how to spell his last name.
Awesome.
The beginning of the deterioration can be pinpointed to when our grandmother died. I was already at a personal low that season one listeners may remember from the Debbie trilogy of episodes, so I was already pretty checked out. The day of the wake, Michelle destroyed a bunch of our mother's clothing. As if that wasn't enough, she started an actual fist fight with our mother that spilled outside.
Wow.
This strikes me now as eerily similar to the fight that my Sith Lord aunt had a decade prior, where they were actually punching it out on our front lawn, my cousins, my sister, and I sequestered from the action. We had one of those, saloon door. It was a sliding door that into our kitchen.
Door?
Yeah, I guess it was. Yeah,
did it slide into the wall?
Yeah. Okay.
Pocket door.
That was what kept us on the, sequestered. It was then that I knew that I wanted... Nope, that wasn't it. The bloody aftermath was impossible to ignore, as they were literally bleeding from their face.
Fun.
That my aunt had been grooming Michelle as her apprentice all along was something that I was ignorant of. My sister had made her choice. She had a new mom now. And that meant my aunt and her mission to shit on her sister had a new minion. It was then that I knew that I wanted nothing to do with them ever again. Now, I've gone to two of my cousins' weddings, but not my own sister's. When I was hospitalized for a week for emergency surgery, my mom made the mistake of mentioning it to Michelle. She and my aunt came to visit, not to ask me how I was doing, but why I didn't go to the wedding. I made up some bullshit, but now I wish I would have just been honest.
Yeah.
Because you chose the dark side, you selfish cunt.
Wow. Yeah. So this is clearly not the sister that lives with you currently.
No.
This is the other one.
I really wanted there, and I may add this later, just a snippet of the Family Feud theme at the end, because I...
All right.
I
heard it.
Can I just say, it is kind of brilliant to ask you while you're in the hospital, because you're a captive audience?
Yeah. That's the only reason.
Yeah.
It's the only reason they came to see me at all.
Right.
Not that I was, I almost died or anything. Yeah.
Right.
There for a week.
I'm still taken aback that I have known you for what? Almost 14 years now. And I never realized you're two sisters or your half sisters.
I don't tend to talk about either one of them very much.
You don't, and I've never met your mother, which is also a little bit weird.
Is it?
There's a TV show about that.
I don't know. I just figured I would have encountered her at some point.
See,
considering you've been adopted by the Davilas and, like, your family now, even according to his less than friendly sister.
Yeah, but she did it begrudgingly.
She did. She was like, you can't even get mad at him because he's fucking family.
I feel like...
But that's how she says everything.
I feel like most people take you in begrudgingly.
Even the hospital did, actually, for that occasion.
How did she...
I had to convince them to do the... I'm like, I'm not leaving until you do something.
Was it like an insurance issue or
something? No. I was basically writhing in pain. I couldn't sit.
Okay.
Basically what was happening is there was bacteria and
so you had like sepsis or something?
Well, that's what I almost died of.
Right.
But we didn't know what it was then. We just thought, they just thought I had some sort of bacterial infection.
Mm-hmm.
So earlier in the day, I went to a doctor, or I was at work, and this is totally off the story, but I pissed brown.
That's not good.
Yeah, that's never good.
And it burned like nothing has ever burned before.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to the doctor that day, and he ended up putting me on antibiotics, and I felt better for what was like a half an hour.
Oh, geez.
And I had felt a growth like protruding out of me.
That's never good.
And it had gotten worse since the medication, and it was like, oh, this thing feels like it's like rebelling against the antibiotics. So I went to the hospital, and I had been several times for this issue.
Mm-hmm.
Once I got a prostate exam.
Those are always fun.
Joyous.
Which was especially good because when there's a growth in that area, that's what you want to poke.
Yeah.
Poke the growth.
Yeah. It's not already painful, you prick. And he's like, I don't find anything. You're an idiot. But I'd been to emergency several times. So this time I am not leaving.
Mm-hmm.
And finally they did an x-ray, found out that I had an abscess.
Okay.
That's what I was guessing. As I was told was the size of a softball.
That's
a big abscess.
Big fuck abscess. Yeah.
Yeah. And it had ruptured.
Mm-hmm.
And,
that'll happen.
They were going to, do surgery.
Yeah, because that shit gets in your bloodstream. It's bad.
Mm-hmm. And I was told, and I'm on pain medication, so I'm finally feeling better for the first time in like a month. And they told me that, if we make this incision, just something goes slightly wrong, we're off like a few centimeters here or there, like you're going to need a colostomy bag. And I'm like, you better finish the job then if that's the case, doc. and I'm aware of what I'm saying, but I'm happy about it because I'm on the painkillers.
Uh-huh.
So
perfect time to ask you why you didn't come to your sister's wedding. Prick.
Well, that wasn't when I was recovering from that then. And yeah, I could barely move. Like I couldn't even get out of the bed without help to get away from
that. So just
to
clarify, you don't need a colostomy bag.
No, I just have one for fun.
Okay.
Awesome. It is decorative.
It is. It's
well, especially when you use it to throw at enemies' homes.
Mm-hmm.
And faces.
Yeah.
But that's not why you called.
Somebody called? So how did she destroy your mom's dresses? That's the other question I have.
She just went in with, like, went with scissors.
Oh, so she rended them.
She what?
Rended them.
Rended.
Yes.
Like rendered?
No, rendered is to actually – never mind.
No, but I've never heard the term rended.
Yes.
So. I have, but I don't really know what it means.
To rend is to shred.
Okay.
Yes. All right. You so why didn't you just say shredded?
Because I wanted to sound smart. Leave me alone.
You know, you have two very well-read people sitting at the table with you whose vocabularies are somewhat extensive, and yet both of us were like, huh?
It's only four letters. it's hardly worth my time.
All right, so she shredded your mom's clothing.
I'm pretty sure how
there has to be some – obviously there was a reason. You have to have some inkling as to why she lost her shit like this.
Because my aunt is a master brainwasher of feeble minds.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about your aunt previously, yes?
Yeah, that's a whole...
Didn't that episode cause some family drama after it came out?
No. Which episode was that?
You know, only if I talked to them, I would remember.
The one where he called his aunt a cunt.
Was that the one where you put an old lady in a corner?
No.
I don't remember. There's so many awful Dave stories that I can't keep track
that's
of.
That's the one where everything is his fault. Some of the other episodes are not... unrelatable. They're fairly relatable. That one was unfucking relatable. Go back and listen to that. Dave left an old lady in a corner. Literally.
Yeah.
Just fucking left her there.
Classic.
my aunt did drive me there for that purpose.
Okay. But, to leave a lady in a corner? Was she trying to apprenticize
you? She was practicing for the future.
Yeah.
Did you use all those references because yesterday they played... all the Star Wars movies on TNT?
No, I don't watch TV.
Okay, fair enough. I watch
I don't even... Like, I have cable, but I only stream things, so I
your
don't.
Hair is in your beard.
You want it back? Beard, thanks.
There you go. An errant beard hair.
No, it's an errant head hair.
It's a head hair.
Stuck in his Velcro beard.
My beard hair is considerably thicker.
Okay, well, that's great.
All right, so shredded mom's clothes.
Because... my aunt had this, she basically turned the whole family against my mom. And because she may actually be a Republican.
Is she your mom's older sister or younger sister?
Older.
Older, okay.
So she was the favorite from the beginning and became the spoiled, entitled princess.
It's usually the younger sibling's job. I would know.
Well...
Yeah, it doesn't sound like an oldest sibling at all. I would know.
And me too. But I'm saying she became an entitled princess.
Okay.
And was treated as such by my grandmother.
Is she a Sith Lord or is she like Leia at the very beginning?
No, she's a Sith Lord.
Okay.
Because my sister's the apprentice.
Leia,
no,
ever.
I will say, and this is not being mean, because I think Leia is a fantastic character, and she is a total badass in general. But she did have a little bit of an entitledness at the very beginning of New Hope.
Yeah,
she needed it. Look at who she was dealing with.
Fair enough.
not to mention, I think she kind of had to just let that go when her kingdom and everything
was planet
blew up. I think we can forgive her a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
My aunt has never really had any real hardship, but any that she has, she somehow blamed my mother for.
Do you have any other aunts and uncles? Does your mom have any other siblings?
No.
Just the two of them?
I guess there's like a half-brother who, I don't know, I've never met him, so.
Okay.
From my grandfather's first marriage or something. I don't know. I don't know the man. I think
weird.
He lives in Ireland.
It's weird to think about grandparents being married more than once.
Really?
Unless a spouse died. But like the idea of like divorce and remarriage, 60 years ago, not very frequent.
My grandmother got divorced twice. I don't.
Still weird to me.
Yeah.
I guess because I grew up with it, I guess it wasn't that weird to me.
I mean, my grandfather, I know, was in love with another woman, and her brothers like thought he wasn't good enough and beat the shit out of him, and wouldn't let him be with her. Mm. So I don't know if the child was a product of that. I don't know. I don't know the full history. But it's just, and it's just funny because, yeah, you would, from the outside, it could look like, and I think I thought this for a long time, that my grandparents were kind of like the Ropers, where they were just like,
wow.
Well, no, because like my grandmother would be the one saying all the mean shit about my grandfather. Mm-hmm. I was like, well, they're your grandparents. They love each other deep down.
I'm not sure if they did.
Yeah, over the last like 10 years, I've started to wonder. I'm like, man, she really laid into him on a regular basis, and he would just like fuck off and he was so, it's funny because he was fairly affable and would talk to anyone, mm-hmm, except her.
Sounds a lot like my grandparents, and that's what I mean. Like, that generation is just a lot more likely to just not fuck off and get divorced. They just stay married. And yeah, my mom actually made a comment around my wedding where we're talking about, you know, old, new, borrowed, and blue, and photos and putting things together. And I was, you know, like, I would like a wedding photo of my grandparents. And she's like, there aren't any. And I'm like, what do you mean there aren't any? They just, I guess, I mean, like, not even one? And she's like, well, they didn't really have a wedding. Like, I think they just went to the courthouse. And I was like, oh, well, I guess, you know, that's cool. But then they've still been happily married for, you know, 50 years or whatever. And my mom's like, well, I'm not sure about that. And then there was just nothing more said about it ever. And it's just this one weird comment that my mom, I don't know about that. And I was like, oh, God.
And I do think that my grandfather loved her, though.
Well, they're still married. They've been married over 60 years, but it's just a weird comment.
But, like,
Something I never thought about.
I know her whole family, it didn't necessarily start with my aunts, but my aunt is very much that side of the family, okay, who I don't, not that I talk a lot to, like, I talk, it's weird. It was,
and
like,
that side of family is what side? What's your
mom's
maiden name?
My mother's side. They're Irish. I'm not giving out their name.
Oh, I thought you were saying their last name was Irish, which is very strange.
So it's O'Reilly or something. Yeah.
O'Connell.
O'Leary. O'Loughlin.
It's one without an O or a Mick.
Oh, okay. Mm,
so, good luck.
Jones.
That's the one. Jonas, actually.
Nice.
But, yeah, they're all very materialistic.
That's my mom's maiden name.
Oh, that's right. I actually knew that for some reason.
Oh, Lori Loughlin.
Yes.
Yeah, her mom's Lori Loughlin.
Why?
I did not get into a good college, though, and still have student loans. It's not fair. She fucked me over because I'm the youngest. I'm not the princess.
Come on, Aunt Becky.
I have an Aunt Becky, but not Loughlin. But they're all very materialistic. We had a very well-off Uncle George when he passed away. There was like you would have thought there was a fire sale. Like they descended upon his home, like just
looking for all the things.
Yeah, and he wasn't like, he lived in the city, and he wasn't like it was a nice home. I don't know how much of his belongings he had. The only thing I remember seeing in his house was he had like the most ornate large like train set.
Okay.
And I'm like, I don't know why we have this, but it's pretty cool. But yeah, anything of any value, they just like pack of vultures. And that's how that side of the family acts. So like same thing happened when my grandfather died, which was like less than a year. Like you could see he just moped constantly when my grandmother passed away. Mm-hmm. And the second that he was gone, they like my aunt and my sister came and took everything. And not even just everything of value, anything of sentimental value. I have one photo of my grandparents, and that's because they didn't dare go into my room. I like to take anything out of there.
Mm.
Hmm.
And it's just like this, it's like a, I don't know, maybe a, like an eight inch photo that's in a little frame. I don't even know where it is because they can't steal it if even I don't know where it is. But that's how they operate. They're And not all of them. There are some decent ones in there too, but they still look down on you if you're not basically really well off.
Okay.
And I don't know if that's like my aunt got them to sort of look at my mom that way. Cause my mom never, unlike my aunt, never married well. And when I say well, I mean money wise, cause my uncle's a prick.
Well, also clearly otherwise too, if she's got three kids by three, was she married to all three or no?
Yes.
Okay.
That second one.
I was like, how did you think about that?
The second one for like a cup of coffee. That's what I mean. Like, I don't even remember him.
How old were you then?
Three.
Three? Okay.
Well, I would have been, I don't think she had the baby until after they were maybe already divorced. So I would, two
that's
and some
be
change.
Weird going through a divorce while pregnant.
My sister-in-law did it.
Fair enough. It seems like it's like the worst, like out of all, I mean, obviously divorce is never great timing, but that is like the worst possible timing.
Actually, for my mom divorced, she had very poor timing in this. She should have done it before she got married.
Yes. Like, or at least before she got pregnant.
Are you saying that just now because of the byproduct of that marriage?
No, just in general.
Okay.
She, like, it was... They weren't the best choices.
Fair enough. I mean, people make bad choices.
Yeah.
I mean, you asked us to be on this podcast.
Yeah. We're not drinking, though, so we might be nicer and more coherent than we normally are.
Probably not.
Fair.
Here. It's still early.
True.
Or it's like, oh, so yeah, the reason why she would have cut the clothes is because when my grandmother was, like, when we knew there was nothing that could be done, she had throat cancer. Mm. And they caught it really late. And they basically put her in hospice, but it was at my aunt's house, which is like a gilded cage. Because you pretty much had to get through layers of assholes to get to my grandmother.
So it was like your prostate exam.
Yes, equally painful, but in a different way.
Fair enough.
So, like, I got to visit my grandmother, but my mom was not allowed in the house.
To visit
her own mother.
Her own mother.
Okay.
That's shitty.
Well, she should have taken some scissors and just stabbed her way. That's what I would have done.
Jesus.
You don't tell me what to do. If I want to visit my damn mom, I will.
Honestly, anybody she would have
shredding dresses, I'll shred your ass.
Anybody that would have been in her way wouldn't have been a big loss. So I won't.
There you go. She should have had me with her.
Oh God!
But
I could have been her cutthroat.
I'm officially scared.
Now, of all the times we've known each other and all the shit that I've said and done, now you're scared.
Well, that's flat out like assault you're talking about.
Not if
you give them fair warning. Let me in or I will stab you with these scissors. And then they don't let you in.
That's big bad wolf logic. And that doesn't really work that way.
It doesn't really work in a court of law.
It works in fairy tales.
No one
and
can tell if you cut their tongues out.
Fuck!
It works in fairy tales and green jelly songs. It doesn't really work in real life.
Wait, what's a green jelly song?
Oh, you don't know what green jelly
was?
Green
Jell-O. Green Jell-O?
They had to change it legally because of Jell-O.
What? Jell-O. Okay.
Because
it's a band.
Yeah. They were like Guar, but worse. And they had a song that... The little pig song?
Little pig, let me in.
Not for the fear of my chinny chin chin.
You can Google it after the episode.
I kind of have to now.
Oh, it's got a really cool claymation video.
Oh, you just sold me.
Yeah. I mean, that's as good as it. I mean, as
anytime
ever
you
did.
Say claymation, I'm going to be like, yeah.
But yeah, my grandmother basically, or my aunt took this opportunity to basically... She got my mom taken out of the will.
What?
because she just had her sequestered.
See, should have stabbed a bitch.
And basically got my told my grandmother that this was all my mom's fault that she got sick somehow.
Yes, because your mom is a witch, clearly.
Your daughter gave you cancer.
And all manner of bullshit lies, so that in the same kind of stuff that she was probably feeding my sister around the same time. And my grandmother was not in her right mind at the end, really, so that, like...
Because of that, and I was wondering this, did your mom challenge the will after her death? Because she could have if there was any, legitimate
she could have, that but she wasn't that, in the right mind,
but it was changed.
But my aunt already also knows crooked lawyers, and... which is another story for another time.
Fair enough.
Not my story to tell, but okay. My sister then therefore also sort of blamed my mom for my grandmother, and that's why I believe the clothing incident and ensuing fist fight. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't say fist fight. It was more like it was just really her hitting my mom, and like my mom didn't do anything back.
Yeah.
She should have slugged her, but my sister was smaller. She could have taken her down with one shot, I bet.
Yeah, something about hitting your kids. Parents just don't like to do that.
Yeah.
See, it's a
good parent.
It's
anyway.
I was going to say, right. It's those moments where I wish Adrian Peterson would have been my mom. Take the switch, Jill Michelle. Wow. Kia.
Oh, man.
Hit her like that Asian kid in Rumble in the Bronx.
Jackie Chan?
I don't know your mother at all.
I don't
think
Jackie Chan was ever a child.
Fair enough. Just came out like that?
Yes.
I don't know your mother at all. As we've established, I've never met the woman. But just everything that you tell me about her, she just seems like just this gentle person that just sort of just resigned to getting shit on.
It kind of is it.
That's unfortunate.
And it's frustrating for anyone else.
I would imagine. Anyone who cares about her.
Yeah. I get it a little bit, though, because as someone who...
You get being shit on?
No, well, I pick and choose my battles. And sometimes people are like, why do you let people get away with that? I'm like, because it doesn't matter. And obviously, this is not one of the... I think your child trying to beat the shit out of you is maybe something that matters. But I get a little bit of that idea of... Whatever, I'll just take it because I don't need – it's not worth my fight. Does that make sense?
It does because that's how I feel about that side of the family altogether.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
My mom's technically disabled now and can't work, at least not a full-time job. And my aunt sent me a Facebook message through my cousin, okay, who I'm also not friends with on Facebook, just asking, is this all true? Is she really injured? Or could she really not work? And I just thought,
is she known for?
And I'm my aunt is looking for any reason just to say that she's
shit?
That she's lazy or coming from the woman who's never actually worked.
I was gonna say, what does your aunt do?
Nothing.
Nothing.
You know,
she married up.
Well, you know what she? You know, okay. And I think I've asked this question before, and it's gonna on this show in reference to somebody else. And it does have the same answer, but what do bored housewives do when they want to do something as a quote unquote legitimate job?
Real estate.
That's it.
I was going to say real estate. I was going to say sell shit online
that's not really a career.
Makeup shit, but
that's not really that's a hobby. But I mean, in essence, sort of real estate is also,
yeah,
the way that they do it is really just a hobby. But yeah, that's the only thing she's ever done.
Okay.
If you can call it doing anything.
I'm sure there are real estate agents that definitely would.
No, I know, but she's never sold anyone's house that wasn't like her own or our house when she sold it.
She's obviously neither of the parents from the Santa Clarita Diet then.
Obviously.
No.
Because they worked their asses off.
No. She's not even the evil rival real estate agents, because they're good at their job,
right?
They are. They're horrible. I mean, they're good at their job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's halfway there.
Oh,
halfway
She's a shitty. She's a shitty person, and she's good at what she does, which is manipulating fools.
Okay,
that's fair.
Yeah, I knew there was a reason I never liked my sister. Like from birth.
I mean, and to be fair, I think a lot of the times when siblings are born, we don't like them initially.
Well, yeah, because they take the attention away from us.
Yeah.
I've always enjoyed being on my own.
Since you can remember, anyway.
Yeah, well, which is pretty far back, as it turns out.
Fair enough.
I tried to give my sister away to my grandparents when she was born.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
No one would take mine.
Aww. Except for your aunt, apparently.
Yeah. But only as a tool of mischief.
See, you can't use the word tool of mischief and not make me side with her. Because I love mischief.
All right, yeah, mischief is too light.
Yeah.
Vengeance.
That's
there
a better
you
word.
Go. Discontent.
But it's vengeance for, like, a slight no one knows. So, like, kind of in the way, like, I never really liked my sister. Like, I think my aunt just never really liked her. But I don't go out of my way to do anything. Like, it's like, all right, whatever. I don't care for you, and I don't feel like I need to bother with you.
Right.
That's starting to, like, I'm starting to be that way with, like, a lot of people now. Like,
Well, the older we get, the fewer fucks we give, usually.
Yeah, it's just like, okay, you're not worth my time. See ya.
Yep.
Yeah.
Bye, Felicia.
Yeah, there was a time when, you know, maybe I want, like, not even fight for anything, just fight to fight.
Like, and almost to have a club.
But you can't tell anybody about it.
Shit. Sorry.
Yep.
You ruined it.
Yep. That's what I do.
Now you can't have the club.
Fuck.
Good job.
But you can have bitch tits.
Aww.
I'm a fan of Meatloaf. I'm sorry. I know those weren't real.
They weren't.
Because even at his fattest, he never had tits quite
that large, yeah.
He never had milk jugs in there.
No. Those boobs are bigger than mine, which isn't saying a lot, but still.
Ouch.
Yeah.
So, damn.
That's empowerment, actually.
Yeah.
Mine
are perkier, though.
Well, his were down to his knees, so.
Yep.
Hey.
Well. That was pleasant.
So pleasant.
Yeah? So when was the last time you saw Michelle?
It was actually the...
Do you see her at, like, holidays or anything?
We don't do family gatherings.
You do sometimes.
Not with that family.
Okay. Well, but I mean, like, she's immediate family, though, so I didn't know.
Yeah.
And I know that you have Christmas dinner and stuff with your mom.
I immediately ignore her.
Okay.
No, like, the last time would have been... Her, I don't even know what birthday it would have been. It's her second kid's, I think second birthday party. So, and I don't even know how long ago that was. That should tell you.
You are the best uncle ever.
I told you, it doesn't, like, we don't have.
As someone with six nephews and a niece, you are definitely the best uncle ever.
I feel like that was sarcasm.
Yeah, well, again, like, my sister won't even, and my mom actually wants to have a relationship with these boys, and my sister only...
I would imagine, they're her grandkids.
And my sister only will invite her over for, there are two possible reasons, and sometimes a combination of those two. First, if my mom can bring something for them, all of her many friends and her new rich mommy but my mom is the one who has to buy like the expensive Christmas gift.
Mm-hmm.
But then she'll end up having somebody else will buy it after my mom has already bought it. So they're like, okay, yeah, sorry. That leads me to the other thing she does. She makes plans just to break them to hurt my mom's feelings.
Oh, sounds delightful.
That does.
So as you can see.
See, my suggestion of scissors is looking pretty fucking good right now, right? I think you could be a wonderful catharsis.
Yeah,
for your
but
mom.
if Well,
it's
for
a good
her.
Thing she's so gentle, or she might lose her shit.
Well, that's the true. Thing. She definitely is one of those people that it will fester and boil, and then like and until she just can't handle it anymore. And it usually comes out fairly harmless, but like not very in words.
Yeah.
So you better not fucking bother her.
Fair enough.
And that's her now, speaking of bothering
people.
Oh,
look at that.
Mm. Was she like, hey, David, just remember
I
to turn your phone
you
on silent.
I can feel you talking about me.
Huh?
Was it, hey, David, just remember to put your phone on silent before you record your little podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She doesn't care. But if you care.
You, the listeners, yeah. If you care.
We are having several, there are three, count them, three live events. One two, is this coming three. Tuesday by when this comes out.
Okay.
And the date of that would
it
be?
It would be the June 11th.
June 11th, okay.
At Lawler's in Chicago, that's the one on Archer, not the other one.
Right.
Lawler's on Archer in Chicago, June 11th.
Larcher.
You're ruining it.
I'm helping.
It's a free event.
Hey.
I like free.
There's a contest.
There's going to be alcohol too, right?
There's a contest that I will not. Well, yes. Well, yeah, the alcohol is not free.
Because what's Lawler's for people
it's
who
a bar.
Know. There you go.
It's a Southside bar.
And everything
I mean,
that goes
Dave
into
Irish,
that.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a contest for ticket to our. Next, the next event, which is there are actually two events. I don't know if there'll be date like two back-to-back days. We don't have the exact dates yet. In September, in Elgin, Illinois, at Elgin Fringe Fest.
Woohoo! Shout out to Elgin yeah. Fringe Fest.
Don't know exactly where in what venue yet, or
to be determined.
And, TBD.
Or what
they will
date.
Let us know.
But the contest for at Lawler's, which is. Which only I know about.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know what we're talking
this
about.
This is new.
I missed something.
Is a...
Because I don't pay attention half the time.
True. Is a one free admission to... because that will not be a free event.
No.
Mm-mm.
I put down the money for the show myself, and I can't really afford it, so...
Sounds like the story of my life.
Yep. Yeah. Sounds like literally everything the Memoriam Development produces. And that's not a joke.
We're winning, guys.
It's true.
Living the dream!
Hooray! Oh. Life of an artist.
Woohoo!
So yeah, oh, and also, please, go on YouTube, the Memoriam Development page. Mm-hmm. Unfucking Relatable presents Logman, The Shrimp Is Not Enough. Watch it. Comment. If we get enough comments, see, now I'm backing off of this entirely.
Don't
see.
Back off.
Don't back off. Push forward.
I'm hedging a little bit.
Don't hedge, just do it.
Guys, I'm willing to do
don't
it.
Hedge.
I'm willing.
You take your scissors and you get the fuck in that house.
Son of a bitch. I'm willing to do this, but we need some comments. So it's a movie. Be forewarned. It's over an hour and a half.
It is a terrible movie, hey. But much like The Room, you will be highly entertained if you don't go in with any expectations.
Right, and you could just all comment, why is Schwimp Man so racist? That is totally okay.
He's not white. He can be racist. Only white people can be racist, right. Apparently. So I've been told.
But yes, please watch it. Make a comment on the YouTube page, as well as ask any questions that you like. And that costs you nothing, too.
Mm-hmm. YouTube's free.
There is no contest for that.
No contest at all.
Nope.
So, yeah, until next week, this has been my life, and you're all just laughing at it.
Memoriam Development.
Greetings, earther scum!
Hey, friend, don't despair.
No need to slit any throats yet.
Do you find that you're suffering from a lack of insanity? A lack of hilarity?
I've got a solution for you.
It's perfectly natural.
It's Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden.
You aren't gonna like it.
What is it?
It's a new sketch comedy podcast from Memorial Development and the DVMPE.
I came up with these shitty names.
Everyone is so damn sensitive these days.
What can you expect out of Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden?
Been known to dissolve teeth on contact.
Goddamn gross is what it is.
Well, this sucks.
Ah, applesauce.
That's what this stuff is.
Really makes people uncomfortable.
I like it.
Keep going.
Mr. Wiggly will make you say...
Don't fuck them.
In front of Grandma. Oh, God, no. I'm not a monster.
They're getting violent.
Oh, God, really? Okay, wrap it up.
I'm not cleaning that up again.